but there was one man with whom I didn't get along.
The bishop would head down to Dearborn Station to see what stars on the silver screen might be seen. A Broadway stage were all the rage, with his black leather autograph book and his black leather pastoral pumps and his pressed black robes and his tidy black beard of which he was so proud, and his hat that had stuck out of the crowd. Oh, there it'd sit at his table at the Edgewater Hotel, wearing his ecclesiastical furs, and lunching with two giggly and none too healthy looking young men. And in his shirt pocket up close to his heart was his autographed picture of Robert Mitchum, which he no doubt used in an impure way.
And I was at home rehearsing my choir.